5 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. Into a crisis times when I'm lying in bed just to get it all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. Into a deep breath and I get real high and I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on? And I say, hey, 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 hey. I said, hey, what's going on? And I
it's time to party! Woo!
You like me, don't you?
Well, yeah.
So, we like each other, so why not?
I like you, but not too.
But you want to, don't you? Don't you?
Well, maybe.
I have protection. Are you worried about...
No, it's not that. I just don't know.
Guys, times have changed for everyone. I just don't know is not a yes. And when it comes to sex, take maybe as a no.
You're listening to WMUC Digital College Park. I'm Sarah.
I'm Izzy.
And you're listening to Tete a Tete, a private conversation between three people today, for your ears only, live on air every Monday at 7 p.m. Sorry we're a little late.
Breaking everything.
But we're here, and that's all that matters. And introducing our, introducing our lovely guest is Mr. Fabricio. Co-workers, right?
Yeah, friends. Yeah. Co-workers, friends, yeah, exactly. What am I supposed to say about myself?
You can give yourself a little intro. Where are you from? What do you do?
Got you.
As long as you don't cuss.
Got you. All right. My name is Fabricio. I go to Montgomery College. I represent the student government. I'm the president of that club over there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Look at your picture. Today.
Yeah.
So cool.
Do that. I'm a server at the restaurants. I went to art school. I ride a motorcycle. That's about it.
So cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on the show.
For sure.
We're glad to have you. We don't really have anything planned to talk about today. Oh my gosh. But you would know that Fabricio was coming on if you followed the Instagram at
TETE_A_TETE.WMUC on Instagram. Yeah, check that out. And yeah, I'm feeling calibrated, I guess, now.
Yeah.
That was a little rough, bro. Sat down.
I'm not feeling calibrated. I'm sweating. It's hot
the,
in here.
The padding on the headphone, one side, I pick up the headphone, it was not attached.
That's...
Like, ooh, love that. And then I accidentally disconnected the cord.
Nice.
Are the
earmuffs themselves sweaty though?
No, actually, they're chill.
Okay.
And I reattached them, so program director, if you're listening, I didn't break anything. I think they come off.
Well, we're back.
We're back, yeah.
And my first question to you, Fabricio, is we have been asking everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But we're learning. I've learned in one of my classes about the types of intelligence, Gardner's theory of intelligence, and
yeah.
So basically, like, there's a bunch of different types, and we've been asking everyone what they think that is their highest and their lowest. So my highest is probably like logical, or I'm pretty good with bodily kinesthetic, but my lowest is probably linguistic.
That is interesting. Wait.
My lowest, I can't remember the other one, but I said bodily kinesthetic for one, which is like
you can also have multiple.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Controlling like, your mind with your body, naturalist, visualizing the world in 3D. I want to say intrapersonal, and then second logical, okay. Maybe linguistic third. I don't know about logical though. I feel like I have to prove that. I have to prove that. So.
No, I feel like you yeah. are. I feel like you have to be, especially with your major.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone is a little bit, but.
Yeah, but just because you're in engineering doesn't mean you're. doesn't mean you're all that.
What do you think your lowest is?
Definitely gotta be. I kind of want to say naturalist. Not spatial. Maybe naturalist, honestly.
Yeah.
I can't see myself out there like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like nature, but I don't know if I like understand it in order to be high in that section.
Yeah, I'm low-key like, high, yeah. Yeah, I got like the freak, like way of the land.
Wait, so what does that feel like? Like when you're high in that sense, what does that mean?
Like, I don't know. It's just always like the natural processes of the world have always been like kind of innate to me.
And you like and enjoy like, learning about, I mean, yeah. Not that I don't, but just cause.
Yeah. Well,
you like study it. Too.
Yeah. I'm an environmental science major. So it's like,
okay.
I like, cause of that, I know a little bit, but I don't know. I've always like, had a thing like been really like good with animals and like yeah. I don't know like plants
so
and like
it's almost
outside.
Like a second nature to you then
yeah I would say so which like I don't know I'm trying to like what are can you show me the thing again like for the other intelligences that I would say that I'm like good at like at musicals like one I would say that is decently high for me too and it's like it is partially learned like I took music lessons as a kid I like grew up playing insurance but it's also like it was always something I was kind of into like on my own and had aptitude for I guess that like I guess that's how I would describe it
so you played instruments or you made music at some point
I grew up like taking like classical piano lessons for years hated it TBH but was good at it but like I don't know music has always kind of been a big part of my life like my family's Brazilian so like music is a big part of Brazilian culture so like I grew up listening to different kinds of music my parents are also just like really into a lot of different kinds of music like Sarah's been over to my parents house there's always music playing to like an annoying level almost like always
not a moment of silence
no literally that's the vibe for sure but yeah I guess that's how like in my opinion that I like if it's like a high category for me it's like I have an aptitude for it and or I just have learned a lot about it, you know?
That's heat. I tried playing guitar once in the freshman year of high school, and I broke the high E string about 30 minutes in.
Nice.
Yes. I don't know. I feel like if anything, it would probably be that. But just getting into that specifically.
Yeah.
Guitar, acoustic or electric, but.
Yeah.
No, it might have been a sign. It might have been a sign.
Yeah, I tried to learn the guitar too, but I can never. What is it like the bar chords or whatever? Like when you have to put your whole finger down on all of the strings. I just could never. My hand strength wasn't strong enough to do it.
Yeah, I tried to learn guitar, but I have like small hands, so that was like a conflict.
I think you build that callus. I mean, I was kind of getting there, and I could kind of like see like how it felt to be into it. Like I could sense how calming it was.
Yeah.
But. I don't know. It wasn't even my guitar to begin with. So like, all right, let me chill out.
I always really enjoyed like learning how to do it. But the thing is with me is like when I try to pick up something new and I'm not immediately amazing at it, I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. Get it away from me.
No, I'd be like that too. Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm not like terrible at music. I enjoy music. I'm just like, I wouldn't say it is like a gift, you know?
Yeah, but also, like, I don't know, I feel like with, like, musical intelligence, it's more than being able to play it.
Yeah,
it's also, like
rhythm and
understanding it.
Understanding the intent and just the creative wavelength that they're
Like, that's a level of it, too, I think. Which, like, a lot of people have that and don't know how to play instruments and stuff. And a lot of people know how to play instruments but, like, don't understand the theory behind it at all. And, like, you can tell in how they, like, play and, like, interact with it.
I don't know if y'all listen to Limp Bizkit or are aware of them. But,
yeah.
I don't know. I think they were the most, like, unfamiliar with theory. And they still made it work. Like, they still had people listen to them and got their message across. And, like, they were just so unintelligent about everything that they were writing.
Yeah, no, definitely.
It is so interesting. Like, someone will listen to it. If it's out there, there is someone who is like, this is fire, and I want to listen to it all the time. And I respect that, but I'm not one of those people. If it's bad, I'm not listening to it, and I can't appreciate it in any way.
What makes it bad, though? What makes music bad?
Well, I mean, it depends. Like, a lot. Some of the stuff that Izzy listens to, I'm like, this... It's like pots and pans banging together.
Okay, but here's the thing. Like, she'll find a song, and if it's not, like, if she finds it on her own, she'll be like, wait, this is really good. But it's like, I know that if I had showed her that song, she would have been like, this is disgusting. Like, turn this off right now. What are you listening to? Like, type of reaction.
I have to be, like, in the headspace to listen to that kind of music. Like, whatever. The one song you're talking about.
What is this, 100 Gex, bro?
Like, no, not, but like, them, yeah, like, hyperpop adjacent, like, dance party music. Sarah does not
though.
F with that.
That's fire, though.
I know. No, you're putting it in a wrong... You're putting
it
in a bad
light.
That's
what it is.
No,
that's
not. That's
what it is, bro.
No,
I promise
it's
you. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is.
That's not what it is.
Or, like, are you into Jane Remover?
Jane Remover?
You're not privy?
I'm not familiar, no.
Ooh, I'm just not a fan.
Might have to put you
some,
on...
Some of her songs are good, but a majority, I just, like, I wouldn't go out of my way to listen to it.
Okay, were you into hyperpop, like, circa 2020?
I want to say 2022-ish.
Okay, you might have come across some of her old stuff. But then she got transgendered and changed her name. So, like, a lot of people have forgot about her, like, because of that.
What
and
was
then,
her
like,
name before?
I can't remember. It started with a D. But, yeah, her music is good. And she put out an EP, like...
The EP is
really
good.
Like a year or so ago. Are you talking about the Venturing EP or the the one with Music Baby on it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because I don't listen to her like that.
That's fine. But yeah, so there's that. And then, but then Venturing, what I mentioned, is like a side project
of hers. I do like Venturing.
Yeah, which is like, the songs are like kind of more acoustic and like slower.
Yeah, toned down a little.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Sarah likes it. But it is a good project as well, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to. We have to like talk music. Like we gotta.
I don't know. I'm kind of pretty been strict lately. I used to explore a lot more with just stuff like hyperpop, really.
Yeah.
Something that I just wouldn't like try anymore, just to do it, like to experiment, really.
Yeah.
So right now it's just been like new metal, and that's about
cool.
it.
We
yeah,
don't
nothing
judge.
Wrong with that.
Like, I know it just seemed like I was really judgy, but I'm not like that.
She only judges
just,
me.
Yeah, just the Izzy.
Yeah.
But, like, I know the like, radio in general, like, it felt like a scary place for me at first because I was like, oh, these people are going to judge that I'm listening to, like, basic stuff. But I'd say most of the people here aren't.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's good.
Some.
I mean, we aren't.
There are
so
a couple,
I can
but,
say that with confidence that we're chill about
okay,
that.
Okay, so to circle back, like, thing that makes music bad is pots and pans of what
just
Izzy
like
likes.
A, yeah, just what Izzy likes. No, that's not true. I like a lot of the music you listen to. You put me onto a lot of stuff, but I don't know. I don't have a definition to what I
don't know.
It's just like sometimes it's just too like sometimes the noise
she
is too much.
She likes softer, like slower music.
I like
than I do.
Hyper music. Just I have to be like in the mood for it, and if I'm not. It all sounds terrible.
And, like, it's not even just, like, hyperpop. Like, I like loud music in general.
Yeah.
So it's, like, that, like, conflicts sometimes.
Yeah.
So like,
I could see being more into, like, bedroom pop, just, like, pop
and
in general.
Like, older music, too.
Yeah,
like,
I love older
something
music.
From the 50s.
Yeah.
She's all over it.
I'm a big fan of old music. But I think that's just, like, the vintage love in me. I was talking to our friends are interning at Annapolis right now, and I went to Annapolis with Izzy for the first time this weekend, and I was talking to Bella about the thing that we were talking about, how, like,
How like it's beautiful it? And like no one posts pictures there.
How like the modern industrialism is like very in now and like
and not
beautiful,
like old stuff.
Like, yeah, vintage style is like out, and it's just so interesting. Like these are indie ass like people, and none of them are posting the beautiful like Annapolis scenery. And I'm like, what is wrong?
Have you
with
been
y'all?
To Annapolis?
Anything else that's like aesthetic?
Yeah.
Y'all wait, get on this.
So wait. Your friends, they are artists. Like they make post industrial. Like what
no,
are they?
Well,
do?
No, no. Like you know,
no,
when someone
just
will
like
post,
people
like,
on, Instagram,
on Instagram,
you know,
and
like
be like, put music to it, and like it's yeah. cute.
But yeah. like, what's in right now, like in like alternative culture, I guess, is like you're like in the city, and you're like you're posting like in the city, and it's like it's like sheet metal, and it's like you're taking a picture and you're
it's
posting,
very, like, cold
and like that's
and
the vibe. And like
and
that's cool, but it's like
kind
yeah,
of. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
That's I guess that's the word. And it, but it's just like dang,
it's like, I do like that. It's nice, not for me.
What
but
happened
it's nice.
To like, bro? Like, what even is that aesthetic? Is that like millennial like hopecore?
Oh.
Like where they loved bricks. Like,
I don't know.
You mean Y2K?
I guess. Like, yeah. I don't know what I'm going on about, but. Like, not enough
that's
people loving
what,
bricks
what
the these 1800s, days.
Victorian? No.
No.
1700 Victorian?
Colonial.
Colonial, yeah. It's very colonial vibe,
yeah.
kind of. But, like,
no,
in
yeah.
a beautiful way.
No,
not
yeah.
in a scary way.
I was over there in February because they wanted us to, like, lobby the government. Like,
yeah.
The school wanted me to lobby the government on behalf of the students. Mm-hmm. So just, like, keep funding us, keep giving us money, don't
yeah.
cut our budget and all stuff like that. And I don't know. I kind of messed with it, honestly. That was pristine,
right?
Yeah,
it really there's something
it's
gorgeous
beautiful.
About it. We also like walked around for like 3 hours. We went and got high tea at this place that was built in like the 1800s and was like kept up. It was originally a like essentially a bed and breakfast kind of thing.
And like I know high tea sounds fancy,
yeah.
but like it was like chud food maxing lunch. Like
it was,
it was
so
awesome. Three tiered platter, bro.
Straight gold.
Like, yeah, it was awesome.
And then we walked around and we went, like, I love antiquing. It's one of, like, a big hobby of mine, or it used to be. I kind of fell off on doing it. But we went down this, like, antique row and we went into, what was her name? This little lady.
Roberta
shop.
Bell.
Her name was Roberta. And she was standing there. She's like, I have so much to do today that I didn't get done. And she's, like, the cutest old lady ever.
Were you watching her?
Was I watching her?
Yeah, like what she was doing.
Oh yeah, she was like
measuring dresses,
yeah.
but like in like slow motion. I was like, girl, you could have had this done
and
hours ago.
Any little vintage bowl that was sitting around that you could like buy, it had little snacks and like mints and candies in it. And then we bought like a couple postcards from her, and she had like this cutest little like what do you call that, like a little envelope to put your like cards in so they don't
yeah.
get damaged. And then in on the bag it had like a little sticker of her like shop. But it was, like, you could tell it was, like, hand-placed, so it was kind of, like, off-center.
It was crooked.
It's, like, so adorable. I love people who just, like, that's just, like, she's been collecting for years. She
yeah.
said her postcard collection, she had just been collecting for herself.
It used to be, like, her
herself,
personal collection.
And now she sells them. But it's, like, that is just someone who's selling things that they enjoy
just
and
not,
that they've been curating over the last 50 years.
Just not bothered.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
not bothered.
Not at
it's
all.
So cool. Oh, I just love, I don't know.
That's like who you aspire to be, like for sure.
Was this in downtown Annapolis or somewhere a little further out?
Downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like by the circle and State House and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like we're just right off the State House circle. Yeah. It was really nice. I had been to Annapolis before, but like not as like a sentient adult, so I like didn't absorb it. All I could remember was like they have the store that sells caramel apple. Like, so I did get a caramel apple. But yeah, it was cool to go back and like experience it with like sentience, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I've only been other than that first time in February. The only other time I was there, kind of, was like in Parole, like kind of about Annapolis Mall,
mm-hmm.
like right behind it actually. And it was like so when you enlist for the military or when you try to, they take you to this place in Baltimore to basically do tests on you, like physical,
yeah.
mental, all that stuff.
You had a military arc?
Bro-y. Still kind of
okay.
getting there.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But they'll put you in a hotel for like 2 days, and the hotel is like right behind that mall.
Uh-huh.
And
The move was always, for everyone in there, was just always go to the mall at night and then come back and then just go back to bed. Just like chilling, bro. And I don't know. I mean, that place was pretty cool. I'm not going to hold you. It's, everything just looked so heavenly when you walked in there. Everything just looked so unbothered.
The Annapolis Mall?
Yeah.
Do you know who loves the Annapolis Mall?
Who loves Theory.
Annapolis Theory Mall. Hines, our, my best friend. She was like, I told her I never went to Annapolis, and she's like, I have to take you to Annapolis Mall. This girl's got like a thing for malls. I don't know.
She loves the mall.
I love consuming.
Theory's like 100%.
You honestly, you probably love Theory.
Yeah, she's cool. She's funny. But yeah, she like, no one loves consuming more than her, and no one has less money than her also. Like, chronically broke, loves to buy things. All the time.
Is there a reason though? Like, does she use those things?
Well,
she
just, okay, has, she just loves like, the, things. As many interests as you can possibly think of, but like in the sense of she loves video games, movies, TV shows, and then like she draws cartoons and stuff. And so like she has so many interests, and all of them sell like merch for it. And so every time she's like, I want this, I need this so bad, she's like, I don't have the money for it. Like, girl. She's so ridiculous.
She sounds like a real hyper person to be around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's fun, yeah.
That's fine.
I guess, which you wrote this question down earlier, but I'm interested.
We all work at Olive Garden together.
Yeah. That's how we know each other. Mm-hmm. Hashtag the garden. But the question is, do you have like a favorite food thing? Like, what do you think of the food?
I wrote down the question. I said, favorite thing at Olive Garden, soup, app, entrees, dessert, and drink.
Okay.
All of them.
Let's start with drink, I guess. Okay. Actually, rewind. Do you think the food is good?
I think the food is delicious.
I think the pasta is made to just be gluttonous.
Yeah.
But I kind of have a history with that because my mom used to work as a busser before I even came in.
Oh.
So while she was doing that, every weekend or so, we'd go there once a week just because she didn't have to cook, right?
Yeah.
So I was low-key weird because I was in maybe, I want to say like fifth or fourth grade getting like a cheese ravioli with marinara and chicken or like a grilled chicken margarita. Mm-hmm. Like kids would not get that. Like that's just weird. I think back to that like a lot because that's just like, that's such a...
That's awesome though.
That's okay, yeah, but, but like why did I do that?
That was low-key my vibe as a kid. So I can't even judge. I was a little freak.
No, because think about it, though. How many kids, like, around that age do you see getting adult meals? Specifically
None.
Those adult meals.
None.
Like, exactly. And, I don't know. That was my thing, just getting the most outrageous thing on the menu and just kind of vibing with it the entire time.
Nice.
And...
I love that. I was a greedy kid.
I was, too. I was always the first one to finish every time. But after that, once I actually started working there, I went from just like the rigatoni, the stuffed chicken marsala, like the pasta, like the pasta chicken marsala, whatever. And I don't know, from there, just kind of everything just kind of fell apart because I was like, the pasta is just so hard to be around.
Yeah, it's a lot of like, especially like if you get a full portion, it's like, oh my God, how am I going to finish this? Which obviously you don't have to. I feel like that's one thing I had to learn, like, from being a kid to now, where it's like, you don't have to finish everything that you eat. Like, you can save it and
I'm still learning
throw it
that,
away.
Yeah.
Really? I have to learn that then. I don't know. It just gets to me. I feel like I'm wasting it.
I know. I do feel that, too, which is, like, part of the struggle. But I feel like you say that to me a lot, which I'm like, oh, wait, I can just throw it away. It's
okay. But I'm bad at practicing what I preach. But... I say it to you when it's like you're saving like half of a lemon and it's been in the fridge for like 3 weeks. It's like it just needs to go. You're not going to use it.
Yeah.
Like it's going bad. But like I grew up in a big like leftover family. Like we were cooking hella and like putting it in Tupperwares to save for later. But at the same time, it was like a you finish what's on your plate situation. So it's like I'm always putting way too much on my plate and I got to finish it. It's like I know I could put it in the fridge, but like I just gotta. And one time, you know, eating my employee meal, whatever, I got curious. I looked up like the calories of it, and I'll spare you all the details. But
yeah, I don't need to
let me
that.
Tell you, gluttonous meal experience, especially if you're eating like let's say, like, three breadsticks and, like, a thing of soup. Like, whew, that's a lot of food. And you don't realize it when you're eating it. It's just going down easy.
It's just straight fats, man. Like, that's it. That's literally it.
And carbs.
Even that many carbs.
It's like the grains and the dairy.
The synthetic carbs.
Yeah.
Pasta made in the lab.
Did you guys see that they redid the food triangle? Or the food pyramid?
Ooh. Yeah, now it's like okay. the now chud it's pyramid.
I mean, I didn't know what to think of it. Because I know people were saying comparing it to South Park. And how that episode was going down. But, okay, what do y'all actually think?
Wait, let me see that again before I say anything.
Okay. Yeah.
Also, like, ugly. Like, can we get
I, like,
the,
don't understand what
can
I'm
we
looking
get the
at.
Divisions? Wait, hit that one.
Bring back my
oh, wait,
plate.
That's the old one.
This is... It's upside down, first of all.
The meats and veggies are at the top?
Yeah.
I mean, okay. It's not...
Oh, wait, then the fats are in the center?
Yeah, I don't really...
Let me just look it up.
Well, it says protein, dairy, and fats. Dairy's and then fruits and vegetables. I think it's, like, redefined. These should be your main, and then, like, a little bit of whole grain also.
Okay, wait. I have an opinion thus far.
Let's go ahead.
I think that proteins are very important, but I think we're in like a huge protein fad right now, and I need it to leave. Like, I'm done with it.
I'm into it. I love it.
Yeah, we know you are, bro. I'm done. I can't handle it anymore.
I think I know where you're coming from, but I
like,
feel like
no more cottage cheese. I'm not putting cottage cheese in anything.
Okay, I don't know why you were on that. You need to stop putting cottage cheese on things. Start putting rotisserie chicken in everything.
Okay, rotisserie chicken is delicious.
To be honest. I think I would be okay with it if it wasn't just so much fake stuff, like all the powders and whatever, because that just bloats you, honestly.
Yeah.
If you just focus on getting protein from, like, eggs and other poultry, like, no one's going to say anything.
That's yeah, like, true. Whole foods, not, like, protein
yeah,
powder.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how I feel about the whole grains at the bottom, though. I feel like that's just people overreacting to carbs, to be honest. There's a reason in the Old Testament people were just eating bread.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
But like, I think the issue is that, like, whole grains are few and far between now. Like, everyone's eating super processed
carbs.
Yeah, like, exactly. Refined grains and things.
But I hate whole grain bread. I don't want the seeds.
Well,
no more seeds in the thing.
But it's
they
also, like,
weird
I don't
grainy.
Know.
Don't
it's
like
also,
it.
Like, you can have quinoa or
yeah,
brown
I do
rice
love quinoa.
Or, like, something else.
Well, you don't like brown rice.
No,
I
don't. I
love brown rice.
See, I like I say all that, but I'm like,
this
I don't know. Again, my
is
family.
Music team happening right now?
Hmm?
Music team?
I would assume so. Yeah. I don't know. My family
this
was like
song.
They were like health, like they kind of are health freaks a little bit.
But the one thing that they allow is
but,
white rice.
No, bro. When I was a kid, all we ate were freaking whole grains. My parents had a website. Of whole
no,
grain
but you said that
recipes.
The white rice
that's
is now the one thing that they allow, though.
Oh, yeah. They caved eventually because it's better. Like, nobody wants to eat, like, a ton of brown rice. It's just not as good, you know?
I mean, do y'all even taste the difference? I don't even
yes.
taste the difference.
I do,
taste
but
the difference.
I like brown rice. It doesn't bother me.
It's, like, fine, but white rice is so much better. White rice is, like, you know?
I'll say white rice. Do y'all mean, like... Wait, what do y'all mean? Because I be eating jasmine rice. I don't know if you count that as
yeah, white that's rice. White rice.
Yeah.
It means, like, the outside of the grain has been removed.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know if
so
there's...
probably, like, less fiber or something?
Yeah, there's less fiber.
Fiber fats
and
coming.
And less vitamins.
Fiber fats coming.
I mean, bro, just eat a fruit. Eat a kiwi. Make it back up.
Kiwi's so good. Yeah. I had a kiwi phase over winter break, and it was awesome.
I'm never leaving the kiwi
okay,
phase.
Okay, yeah, there is brown jasmine rice. So, I guess most jasmine rice is white.
W.
I never really thought about it.
There was another question I was going to ask, but we didn't even...
Oh, wait, we never
one.
Really
yeah.
talked about
I mean,
Olive Garden food.
I mean, I did say, like...
What's your, like, ideal
Oh, wait, you said
meal?
Ravioli, but now rigatoni? Oh, wait, no,
the,
stuffed chicken
It
myself.
Went from that to that when I was, like, hosting still.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, 3 years ago. And now I don't know, nothing. just a soup. Just a salad.
What's your favorite soup?
Yeah.
Soup at Toscana just because it's spicy.
Mm.
I'm kind of into salad more overall, though. Just because of Olive Garden. I'm not going to hold you. If I
like,
go to a restaurant,
yeah.
like anywhere else, and I see a salad that looks good, I'm getting that over anything else. Over a burger, over a pizza, over whatever else.
That's
really?
Valid.
Yeah.
Wait, at any restaurant?
Usually.
I can get behind that. What? Like, a good salad
it's just
is
hard to
really
mess up.
Good.
It's really hard to mess up.
That too.
I'm not on that train, y'all. I'm sorry.
I will say, though, a salad is not the first thing I'm going to order, like, ever.
Yeah, that's why I was surprised you agreed.
But, no, but salad is good, and it's, like...
Salad is good, but my parents always had that thing where it's, like, we can make a salad at home. We can't make everything else at home.
I guess that's true.
I mean, but how many people are going to make a salad at home?
Not
me. My parents
me.
Love to make a salad at
Your
home,
parents
actually,
do love
yeah.
to make a salad.
So I guess they were right, but maybe that doesn't apply.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know. For me, it's just the dressing and the toppings. Like, now that I don't care to buy all that all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And lettuce goes bad so quickly. It's yeah. ridiculous. Yeah.
I have to get lettuce for my tortoise, and I buy the smallest thing always, but it's like that thing's going bad before
and
she
it
eats it all.
And smells terrible.
And yeah, the and romaine. Then it smells crazy.
And it's slimy.
And
Ugh.
Yeah. Ugh. And it, like, sticks to you weird.
Mm. I just always forget what food I have in the fridge, too. Like, I bought 2 Trader Joe's pre-chopped salads, which is like okay. low-key a splurge. I ate yeah. one of them, delicious, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna have to remember to eat the other one that
oh,
I put
forgot.
In the little drawer, you know, like the little
never put it
sandwich
in the drawer.
Drawer thing.
But, never saw it again.
And I forgot. Yep. And then I looked and I was like, oh, this looks delicious. I'm gonna eat this, and it was a couple days expired, so I was like, I guess I won't.
Did you open it and check?
Yeah,
I did,
Bro.
And it didn't smell terrible, but I just got scared.
Scared of the leaves.
Yeah.
The
well,
salmonella.
Actually,
because like
yeah,
E. coli or
I guess that
or
there was that thing with
I
the
was thinking about Chipotle.
Romaine lettuce.
Yeah, romaine lettuce. That's
and, everyone had to stop eating lettuce for a while.
When
yeah.
was this?
This was a long time ago.
Maybe like 2016
yeah,
or
that's
something.
What I'm thinking.
Like,
because people like stopped eating Chipotle because
yeah.
they had a big outbreak.
That was 10 years ago exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Dude.
But yeah, I like Chipotle like stopped selling romaine lettuce for a while, and like I remember like Costco had like a big recall of all their lettuces, and like we had bought Costco lettuce, so we had to go back to Costco, and of course like my mom's taking me out like I'm a kid, so we had to wait for like forever with all these other people to like put the lettuce back and like get our money. So
Bro.
Annoying.
Was it really worth a trip back to Costco?
I guess. Like, I don't... Definitely not, you know?
Recalls are one of those things where it's, like, almost the same amount of interest I have to true crime. I don't know what it is about, like, food recalls, but I think they're so interesting.
I never know, like, how people find out about them. But my mom sent me one recently for Trader Joe's. The fried rice.
Yeah.
There's, like, glass in it.
Glass.
How did you do that?
Crazy.
Like,
something, like, fell into the machine. But, like, why is
Every
glass
machine?
Near the machine?
Every machine, bro.
Well, I guess they have to be careful because they don't know which ones
it was
are
for
made
four
with
different
which.
Kinds, yeah.
Good.
But, yeah, how... Isn't there, like, protocol where glass should never be near the thing where all the food's
someone
mixing
Someone broke
or
protocol.
Something?
Yeah, sounds like
think?
It. Yeah, someone broke protocol.
But I don't know. So, yeah, because that's what I think about. Like, you were just saying that you don't know, like, how they find out about it. I'm like, okay, think about it. Someone had to get sick, but then how did they trace it back to the food they just ate? And I just think it's so weird
well,
and cool.
With the romaine, I think that was a cross-contamination thing.
Mm.
It was like...
But someone had to have gotten sick, right?
But yeah, someone got...
It?
Like, multiple people got sick, and they traced it back to the lettuce. Which is,
so
like,
weird.
Crazy that you can
also
even figure that out.
Also, imagine having to
test
all of the foods that those people ate in the last,
yeah.
like, 24 hours.
That
and
was...
Then, yeah.
That was a whole lot of fun. That was like, a whole lot of fun, bro.
Crazy. It's just, like, the last
that
thing
study,
you would
like,
think.
Was that study, like, food science or something?
Yeah.
I was really... Science. I really, like, considered that in high school.
There's a food science major at UMD.
I know. I should have done it.
What would... be the move after that though, like after you get that
like
degree, what do you do?
Food and Drug Administration.
Yeah,
that's what I would try
for like the FDA.
But other
or
than
like
that,
the
yeah,
USDA.
I guess you could work for any food company though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you all seen the FDA office, like the big resource facility over by New Hampshire?
No.
New Hampshire Avenue.
Like the farm?
No, not even a farm. It's just on New Hampshire Avenue. They just bought up this huge amount of land, and they just have this big facility there. And then they have, like, these buses and, like, these all this other, like,
Whoa.
Bus networks to, like,
wow.
get people over there. Because it's enormous. And I live, like, kind of wedged in between all that, low-key.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wedged in between, like, 3 huge facilities, actually.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wait, that's so cool.
It's, they're doing something. Because
yeah.
all of it is, like, blocked off and we can't go in there. And like,
wow.
it's mostly empty. I don't know. They do something there. Maybe... They'll help us all out with that new food pyramid. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe put all the Red 40 out of our food. I don't know.
Oh, that would be
Could
nice.
Be huge.
Possibly.
Your mom would love that.
Oh, my mom would love
like,
that.
She would, like, do a backflip.
Yeah. Oh, she would. Like, you don't even understand. She would be so stoked.
That's kind of valid, though. That's kind of valid, though.
Yeah, nah. In hindsight, I'm like, dang. Like, she was right to be anti-food coloring. But, like, as a kid, that sucked. Like,
that must have
been like,
bro, everyone, you had to have gotten bullied, right?
Or not? Not to my face, but like 100% I was bullied. I think I just didn't realize it as a kid. Shrug.
I mean, but you made it up though. You like, you were the one who was in the winning in the end.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. We're up. But yeah, it would like suck on like Halloween and stuff. She'd be like, and you can save 10 candies with food coloring and the rest you can't have them.
Do the chocolate ones have food coloring?
Usually no, but it depends. But
figure out a way to put it in there.
They have caramel color, a lot of them, which is also bad.
The fact you know that too.
Oh, bro, trust. I know all the colors. So sad. But I don't know. Maybe like, but also like, there's like no difference in me like health wise from anyone else who's like, who like grew up souped
like, it
up
clearly
on,
couldn't have made that much of a difference.
Like, it made for no real? Difference. I don't
really.
Like,
wait, so there's, it's not noticeable like how much more healthy you were eating compared to everyone else?
Oh, well, like how I was definitely eating healthier, but I mean like physiologically, like there are no visible effects of that at all.
I'm sure there were, though.
There probably
you
has
still
to
notice
be.
Them.
I get. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'll, like, live to 120 and everyone's going to croak at, like, 65.
That's something to look forward to.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
I'll be one way to find out.
Yeah, exactly. Guys, reach back out in, like, 60 years. See where
my
we're at.
My mom was big on dieting. We ate pretty healthy in our house.
We weren't a diet family.
What?
We were never a diet family.
We were a big
but it
diet
was like,
family. Like, when my mom was on a diet, my dad was on a diet.
Everyone
like,
was on a
shut
diet.
Shut down, yeah.
What would the diets look like? Just no red meats, no grains?
They were, like, pretty fine with red meats. It was just, like, junk food, obviously, and, like, cutting down on a lot of carbs. So, like, basically just a healthy diet, but it was just, like, sucked as a kid. I was like, are you kidding me? Like,
no pancakes. Yeah.
But then I had my grandma to go over to and binge effing junk food is delicious. My grandmother, like, she was my adopted grandmother. Mm. She lived right next to me. And we would go over there, like, after school because my parents work a lot. Mm. And she would have, like, boxes upon boxes of tasty cakes. And we would eat so much junk. Me and my brother would eat so much junk food over there.
That's a dumb
dream life.
I'm not going to hold y'all. I don't know. Dieting is not as big of a thing in, how do I even put this? Like, I guess Honduran culture.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to be kind of a little more in the city for that. At least not for my family, because they didn't really care. They just kind of ate whatever.
Yeah.
Like, they grew the avocados, they grew all the fruits in their backyard, and then whatever else. They killed a cow if they had to, but if they needed to buy anything else, they just go to the store. Like, on horseback, by the way. And
that's awesome.
Just pick it up, yeah. And come back. I mean, I don't know. I guess y'all ever been outside the country?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've been to Brazil, right?
Yeah.
What do you think of the food there?
Like, oh, it's like so much better than here.
Yeah.
But like, I don't. It's like healthier, but also it's like it just like tastes better.
It's not as industrial.
Yeah.
Anywhere else?
Is like, I don't know. It's more of like. It's definitely very influenced by, like, American and European culture.
That makes sense.
A way that, like, I went to, or, well, I guess this is a bad example. But, like, I went to Costa Rica last summer.
Yeah.
And they're very influenced by American culture, but it's, like, in ways that are, like, less
like healthy
evil.
Nachos, healthy reheated nachos.
Yeah, it's like they. It's
have
just
you been
like,
seeing those memes?
That's crazy.
Like, at the latest show that Chapel Roan was at, she was at a fashion show.
She had.
And she looks like Sophie.
Yeah.
So they're calling her what Sophie's
there was
reheated
a post,
nachos or something.
Like it was entirely in French, and like I don't speak French, so like I couldn't understand any of it. But it's like French.
But then like
Sophie
nachos.
And it was like, I'm picking up what you're putting down. Like, exactly.
Let me get 10 million bags of those.
Yeah.
So Brazil is, Costa Rica is.
Costa Rica is a little bit America's reheated nachos, but it's like in a good way. It's like they take American dollars and, which I guess this isn't good for like Costa Rican culture, but like everyone speaks hella English. So like if you don't know any Spanish, you can like figure it out.
I mean, Europe is like that, too, though. Some parts of Europe are
like
that.
Yeah. Brazil's not like that. Like, no one really speaks English in Brazil. But Brazil loves fast food, and Brazil loves the industrial complex. So, like, really just adopting the worst of American culture there.
I mean,
that's awesome.
That's kind of that's just kind of the nature of being an empire, I guess.
Yeah.
On this part of the world.
Yeah, definitely. It's unfortunate.
Well, if I had to pick my favorite items from Olive Garden, I would pick the chicken and shrimp carbonara because I love that bacon Alfredo sauce.
That's nice, bro.
It is pretty yummy. It is pretty yummy.
Yeah.
What would you pick?
I don't know. Honestly, I think Olive Garden's food is pretty good. So, like, there's not much that you could put in front of me and I would be like, send it back. Unless it was, like, straight red sauce. If you handed me, like, a bowl of, like, spaghetti and meatballs,
but that's just
I
tomatoes
would not like that.
You don't like tomatoes, bro?
I don't. Yeah, I'm kind of picky about tomatoes.
If they were in a sauce, though, would you eat it?
It depends on the sauce.
You would,
because
you eat the five cheese marinara all the time.
Okay, I like the five cheese marinara, and I like a fresh tomato sauce, but if it's like, but like spaghetti and meatballs, like that tomato sauce in that context, do not like at all.
Do y'all even like Italian food overall?
You do. You went
like,
to
yes, but
Italy.
Like it depends. It really depends. It's like it can't have a tomato on it. Like
that's I think a lot of their food has tomatoes.
Yeah, it does cross a lot off the list. Yeah. But like what remains, I enjoy, and I like lasagna. So like,
and you like pizza,
and I like pizza, but it's like
very interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
I love tomatoes.
I'm not really into Italian anything. I'm not gonna hold you guys. I don't know. Like,
we should go to Italy and change everyone's mind.
Right now.
The only thing I like from Italy is probably the espresso, cappuccinos, and...
Have you been to Italy?
Nah.
Oh, I haven't.
But, like, I don't know.
Has.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Where are you... Bro, where are you getting all these trips from, bro? Like,
my
where are
parents.
They from?
Bro.
BCC.
I see that.
Okay, oh, wait, your brother went to BCC, or went to Italy with
okay,
BCC.
Okay, my parents, like,
Rome?
Got that's, rich that's in the past, like, probably, like... Set like six or seven years. No, like, probably my like, I would say like my June, like sophomore year of high school. It was like, oh, like we have money now. So it's like I get the vacations a little bit, but like I went to college, you know, so I'm like not like in it anymore. But it's like my brother's 5 years younger, so that's like all he knows. So it's like the way he like goes through the world is like so weird to me. It's like, bro, he's like begging my parents for a car. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, they chill out. Like, no,
I wouldn't give him a car if I was
yeah
him,
no, I would not either. But dude, so BCC has a jazz band. Like, let's stop right there. You know what the heck, what high school has a jazz band?
My high school did. That's it's because the teacher that just came in, he loved jazz so much, and he taught it in all of his classes, so he started a jazz band.
That's good.
And so, no one wanted to sign up, but he would, because he was, like, the hot, cool, young teacher. That's so he would, like, get a bunch of
that's
people
crazy.
In.
That's crazy.
Nice.
That's crazy.
But, yeah, my brother's on the jazz band. He plays piano.
So it's, like, a club jazz band?
But they, like, go and, like, play music and stuff.
They go and play
they
music,
go.
Obviously.
They, like, go do stuff. It's not, like, it's, like, orchestra or band,
oh, yeah,
but,
and
like,
they did
smaller.
The dinner thing. Unheard of in
okay.
any
wait,
high
wait,
school
wait,
I've
wait,
ever
wait,
heard
wait,
of.
Wait,
bro, okay, let's. I'll get to that next.
Sorry.
Bro, with the jazz band, my, like, the teacher who does the jazz band also, like, organizes these effing, like, exchange trips, like, for the students, and this year was to Italy. So my brother went to Italy, like, in the middle of November and just, like, stayed at this dude's house for a week and then... Yeah, just, like, I don't know. He just, like, went to school in Italy for a week. Like,
what?
And, like, obviously, I think, like, there was a cost associated, but it was, like, the school paid for most of it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And so they do, the school, like, as a whole, does this book sale every year.
Yeah.
And they bring in, like,
I'm about to ask
hundreds
your dad for that Lutheran one.
Of thousands of dollars every year. Like, obscene amounts of money. It's ridiculous. But that, like, pays for everything, and it's like they make so much money that like they're required to like spend it, they can't just like keep it. It, you know, yeah, it's like that much money. But yeah, then the jazz band like also, which I did not know about this when I went to school there. I did not know they were doing all this stuff. Like, dang, maybe I should have joined the jazz band. But
that's taxpayer money going to work.
Literally. Man. But no, they did this like dinner performance. Like, this is a public high school where like the jazz band played music and it was like catered
at the tables
for free.
Yeah, eating dinner.
That's
like what?
That's so out there.
It's insane. Like, oh my gosh, I hate that school. I hate everyone who goes there. Like,
I wish I went
oh my
there.
God.
Damn.
Yeah, high key. I kind of wish I was there too, bro.
No,
I would have
for sure
thrived
but
there. Could you imagine me, Maria, and Julia at that place?
You don't understand how insufferable these people are.
I don't even care. All I need is them.
Wait, no. Describe this insufferability, though. Like,
it's like it feels like a private school. Like, that's the people that you're hanging around like all day, every day. And it's just like it's so painful, and
yeah,
it's like
yeah. I can handle that.
Because we were the public private,
yeah,
blue ribbon school, so like I could handle that.
That was BCC, but they just like take it to a different level. It's just like everyone's a freak in there. Like, I did not mesh with the vibe at all. It's like it was so bad. Everyone's like a gazillionaire, like.
That's a different world for me. I'm not even gonna hold.
No,
you.
It's crazy.
That's a
like,
different world.
It's crazy.
That's the world I'm meant to be in.
Put me in your shoes.
Yeah, like I don't know, man. It obviously has its positives, of course. I'm not gonna lie about that. There were so many opportunities at that school and so many cool things to do. But it's just like everyone sucked so bad. Like everyone was mean. Everyone was low key. The school was like segregated. Like, actively. Like, it was... Yes. It was, like... Because, like, obviously, like, they still offer, like, normal, like, on-level courses, but, like, all the money in the school was poured into, like, AP, IB classes and, like, all the accelerated stuff. And it's, like... You know, I'm not dumb, you know, but I was never the strongest at, like, stuff like math or, like, whatever. So, like... every now and then, like, I would take, like, a lower-level course, which, like, they were normal on-level courses. It was, like, the normal course for what you should have been taking at that
terrible.
Year. But, like, everyone was, like, 1,000 years ahead. It was, like, if you were taking algebra at BCC, like, a normal high school-level course, mind you, it's, like, the teachers were bad. Everyone in the class was, like, those were the classes who, like... Like, bro, I'm trying to figure out
you're
how
you're talking about, like, the targeted
this,
class, like, what I was just learning about.
Yeah,
it's
like,
that's
it's
how it
like,
was in my high school.
That's
where
they
like,
put
I
all
was,
the, like,
I was never,
marginalized
all the
people
that
who,
I was
like,
in class with, I was never without them. Like,
that's
every,
crazy.
Like, I
yeah.
was in all of those classes and, with them, and everyone who was below was in classes together.
Yeah,
well.
And BCC is like that, but, like, to an extreme, like, to such an extreme level.
Just,
it,
I literally
just
learned
like,
about this
so
an hour ago in my... My class,
toxic,
my adolescent
like,
development
yeah.
class.
The environment of it was just like awful, like
no,
extremely
yeah.
competitive and intense, and like it, like I don't know, especially like
so
like,
no kids left behind. I was just learning about this.
Everyone yeah. being left behind. It's like I don't know. So many of the people like it's like they're like third generation like Harvard, you know, student like whatever. It's like my parents didn't go to like a typical like college experience like. I didn't know what I was doing. No one was telling me what to do. So it was like when it was time to apply, it was like, whoa, like how do you guys know all
yeah.
of this stuff? And like I don't. It was just like all the like help was like going to like the uber smart kids
yeah.
and then everyone who actually needed it was getting like neglected. It's just like
wait.
Yeah, that's ugh. How it kind of was at mine, but thank God I had like a really good group of friends who were like willing to help because I would have been completely lost without it.
Yeah, great. Shout out Miriam. She's not listening, but I would not have known how to do anything without her.
So can I ask you something? How what got you in that, I guess, area? So like, because it was a boundary school for you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how did you even like get to that place in the first place?
My parents bought a really really cheap house.
That's it.
Yeah.
How cheap? Like, compared to everywhere else.
Not cheap compared to everywhere else. But, like,
Yeah, my parents looked your guys' house up to see how expensive it was.
Well, it's expensive now. When my parents bought it, I want to say they spent like $600,000 on it, which...
They bought it?
Yes, they bought it.
Okay.
Which, obviously, $600,000 isn't cheap, but it's like, it's a neighborhood of like $1 million houses. Like, today the house is worth like $1.5 million or something. Which, my parents, honestly, they low-key hashtag inspiring. And also, it's like, guys, buy real estate. Invest in real estate. My parents, like, right after they got married, my mom had just moved out of their parents' house. And then my dad was like, we got to move back in. We're saving up. And then so they moved back into my grandparents' house and saved up their money to get a townhouse in San Diego that was, like, new construction. They got it for, like, pretty cheap. But, like, it was, like, out of their means. And, like, they had to, like, beg the real estate agent type of vibe. But they bought it. And then they sold it for more than they bought it. And then they, like, they just kept doing that and, like, upgrading.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everywhere we lived until, like the initial investment, like quadrupled in, like, a crazy way.
That's locked in, though.
It's like, dang, like, we made it out the hood, guys. Yeah. Like, good work. But, yeah, buy real estate. Like, guys, write that down. That's my wisdom of the day. Buy real estate. Don't spend your money on anything else.
Can we as Gen Z still do that?
Yeah.
Then? No.
Like, no, not at all.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
We can't. And that terrifies me every day. What did your parents do?
My parents did. My dad lived in the same house since he was 5 years old until we moved up to Hereford in...
Hartford.
When I was...
No, bro.
Hereford. Yeah, like Hereford.
Yeah.
Like Hereford.
Like worse.
Yeah. But he bought the house from my grandfather. So my grandfather and my grandmother lived in this house since my dad was 5. My grandmother died. My grandfather moved out. Or maybe they moved out before.
Whose house are we buying, bro?
My grandfather's house. The house in Parkville.
Your parents still have it?
My parents? No. They bought that. And I was born. Then we lived there until I was, like, 12.
No, but whose house are we buying?
My parents. I'm getting to.
They are dying in that house.
That's crazy.
I know they are. But they'll sell it to me when I put them somewhere.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I'm putting them in a nice little retirement community.
Could they agree to this?
Well, my dad always jokes that he wants to be put into a facility with my cousins, and he's going to throw poop at... They're going to throw poop at each other.
That's... Okay. This guy.
My mom's a rehab nurse, so, like, she works with a lot of that, like, population. So, it's, like... I guess it's fair that he can joke about it. He also works... He's a funeral director. Did I tell you that?
I did not.
He works with, like, the elderly a lot.
And he's ginger and 1,000 feet tall.
Yeah. He's 6
That's
foot
the vibe
six.
We're working with.
Okay.
But he... And he's also, like, the nicest, funniest
and
guy.
And he's throwing poop.
He's throwing poop.
I want to meet him.
But yeah, I'm going to...
I want to meet him.
You are more than welcome
yeah,
to.
Yeah, he's cool.
That guy.
Yeah, but then when I put them in a home, we'll buy their house.
Okay, so where are we going to live before that?
That's the question. With them.
Okay, sweet.
Ooh, put up with their rage bait, though. Put up with all their rage bait, though.
They're not too terrible, actually.
No, yeah, they're not bad. They're pretty chill.
Ooh, okay, if y'all say so.
Yeah.
If y'all say so.
This is my dad.
How'd you catch him at that angle?
And this is my mom. She's like 5'3" and he's 6'6".
I see.
That's my brother.
He has your face.
My brother or my dad?
So your brother? Yeah, he has your face.
Yeah, y'all look alike.
Yeah.
They're so cute.
Daw.
I love them.
At the Polar Express.
Yeah, the Polar Express.
Ocean
that
City.
That was awesome.
Yeah. My dad loves Ocean City. He's a big beach
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, they're awesome. I went to
drunk
Ocean
in
City.
Still in Mexico?
Yep. But yeah, he's a good guy. Oh, these are the cousins that he's going to throw poop at.
Awesome. Yep.
Bro's got it all figured out.
Yep. He's set.
Hmm. Dang, how are we gonna buy a house, bro?
I know, it does feel like we need to do the a little commune kind of thing.
I know.
Hold on, though. You could really just go somewhere in the middle of nowhere, like, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Or just buy a house there.
Are you gonna go with us? Do you wanna? We can buy a bunch of land, put a bunch of houses on it.
That would be cool.
But I want it to be somewhere actually, like, relevant. That's my thing.
Yeah. See,
like, within a drive to a city?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the problem with the East Coast is, because people came here from Europe, like, everything's too bought up, you know? Not enough land to just put stuff on.
West Virginia, if you can do that.
West Virginia is getting trendy, though. Like, costs are going up.
I don't know if I'd want to live in West Virginia.
I like West Virginia.
How is West Virginia getting trendy?
Ski resorts.
Actually?
Yeah.
Not even the dead coal mines?
We needed to open a ski resort. I found it. That's what we need to do.
Wait,
cut that. They're going to take our idea. All three of our listeners. Just kidding. Let's check.
Wow, 3 minutes left. And we've covered what?
We talked about Olive Garden. We talked about throwing poop. 6 listeners. Let's go.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
Dubs.
Yeah, that's gang right
FM
there.
FM always gets more. We'll have to have you on one of the FM shows.
Yeah.
FM is what exactly?
Like broadcast the FM on radio. Air. Yeah. Because this is only on digital, like, website.
Yeah.
How much? I think I asked you this. How much do y'all get on FM? Like, real listeners?
At least 20.
That's
15
far.
To 20 is the average, I'd say.
That's fine.
Yeah. Unless I'm, like, really flopping.
I know Kyle, who he graduated, he had the most listeners.
Really?
How much was that?
He doesn't have social media, so he didn't advertise. He had, like, 40 to 50 listeners every day.
How
was he getting out?
Like, word of mouth, bro. He just, like, talked.
Claire
Kilborn. Come in. She hates us. But that's kind of our time. We've only got 2 minutes left. So
go listen to Final Girl on FM right now, hosted by Claire Kilborn.
Yeah, hashtag right now. Tune out.
Claire, what's your theme?
Hi,
this is Fabricio. We work with him at Olive Garden.
What's good?
Wait, that's awesome. Wait, coworker reveal.
Yeah.
Yeah, coworker reveal. One of the good ones.
In the flesh.
What's your theme?
For today is songs that I wanted to listen to on the quad.
Songs that she wanted to listen to on the quad.
Because today was beautiful.
So
go tune in.
Wow. I know, I was hot.
And it has eyes on it.
Where'd you get it?
That's actually sick.
Cute.
Not even Uptown Tube Skate?
No.
That's kind of fire.
Uptown Expensive Skate.
Yeah, more
bro,
life.
Chill. It's still worth the money.
The one here.
They low-key, I don't know. I found some pretty cool clothes. Like my one sweater with the reindeer on it.
It doesn't outweigh what I found at cheaper thrift stores.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
That's a shift though. Y'all can't tell me that's not a shift to like go somewhere another thrift store and look for something about as good.
Well, yeah, well, it's just so curated, which is nice. But it's like I want to hunt.
Like, yeah, yeah.
See, I'm in there for more than 30 minutes and I feel like laying on the
Bye,
floor.
Claire.
Bye, Claire. Have a good show.
Likewise.
But
that's it.
Thanks for tuning
in, guys.
Thanks
for listening. Tune in not next week, because next week is spring break.
Yeah,
but the week
don't
after,
tune in next week.
Monday at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
And follow the Instagram at TET_A_TET.WMUC.
There are some great pictures on there, so go look at them. Okay. Bye.